sights and sounds of the city of Prague. Brought to you by Czech Airlines.
Well, that's the sound of a new advertisement which started running on CNN this week. It's one of two spots which are due to be shown on the international TV channel several times a day for the next few months, drawing attention to the many charms of the Czech capital. And as you heard, it's sponsored by Czech Airlines. It's Prague's first campaign of this type. At the ad's launch, Ian Willoughby spoke to the city's mayor, Pavel Bém, and asked him what kind of tourists he wants to attract to Prague.
Intelligent, wealthy tourist who really wants to spend money in the city of Prague, and at the same time who is ready to respect the cultural heritage and history of the city and the uniqueness of the city. That means the one who want to drink, eat, but also see and hear something.
How important is it for Prague to be on a big international TV station like CNN, to have such a high number of ads on CNN?
I think it is important because if you look at the statistics and dynamism of the tourism in Prague, then you see that Prague is becoming, especially in the last 2-3 years, extremely attractive and popular, especially in Europe, but also overseas. And I think we have to and we wish to keep the dynamism going on, and there is no question about the benefits of the tourism for the city of Prague and also all the Czech Republic. So I guess that CNN is addressing messages to extremely huge population and definitely the one who is ready to travel, and I think it's a good way really to maximize the effect of campaigning.
When you prepare a campaign like this, how much do you coordinate it and consult it with other Czech bodies? I mean, for example, Czech tourism or other bodies?
We do. We certainly do. We definitely consult such an event with experts and specialists on tourism, especially the entrepreneurs on the other side, also some other Czech state organizations.
And Prague has been open, so to speak, for over 15 years. Millions upon millions, especially of Europeans, have already been here. Have you got any particular strategy to make them come back again?
Well, sure. If you come for 3-4 days, you definitely are astonished by the beauty of the city and the sort of a hidden magic. On the other side, you are coming back and you definitely are sure that you missed so many things to see or to visit, that then if we ask tourists leaving the city of Prague if they wish or plan once to come back, 99% of them are responding yes. So I think this is quite optimistic view to the future.
Pavel Bém there, talking to Ian Willoughby. By the way, Mr. Bém is being tipped by some as a future Czech Prime Minister.